Kevin Roth is an incredible musician. He's recreated himself several times over. Kevin Roth is a dulcimer player. Even though the instrument he's playing looks more like a guitar to me than a dulcimer, it's basically a dulcimer in there someplace. And he was recorded in his teenage years by Smithsonian Folkways and had a good career with them. Later went on to be recorded as a children's musician with Sony and has played music festivals all over the United States. I have to say this about him. I let him play, invited him to play last year in the Friday night evening program. He had moved to Hollywood from up in Philadelphia, and I thought, you know, I'm a dulcimer player, and I like dulcimer players, and that was really good having a dulcimer player here and put him on stage. And I thought, well, I won't go too far. We'll put it at a reasonable time and that sort of thing, so I'm not pushing dulcimers on people. And then when I got the surveys back, we asked the question, who would you like to see back next year at the Florida Folk Festival? And it was amazing. He was the most requested artist to return to the Florida Folk Festival for this year.
How we doing on time? How we doing? How far?
Well, Kevin Roth is a wonderful performer. He's been doing some children's music for us here at the festival. He'll be teaching some dulcimer workshops, singing with the dulcimer workshop, and it's great. He's one of those artists that's brought to you also by the Florida Humanities Council. For those of you that haven't been to the Florida Humanities Council stage, it's the large dance stage up by the tower. And we were very lucky. This organization that sponsors scholars to do exhibits and teachers programs and wonderful events throughout the year gave us $18,000. Let's thank the Florida Humanities Council. Well, we've gotten a lot of great sponsors, including the folks with Deering Banjos that donated a banjo, as well as the folks with Gold Tone who donated just a beautiful, beautiful banjo to be our first place prize. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Heritage Stage also, we'll have our old-time banjo contest. And we had a lot of good fun and a whole bunch of fiddlers fiddling today over there. Well, now we're going to switch it over to banjos, and we'll do that tomorrow. For those of you, I hope you've been over to the Sacred Steel area. Sacred Steel is a wonderful gospel tradition that has long, deep roots here in Florida. We've got the Lee Boys over there, Aubrey Gent, Calvin Cook, and several other wonderful masters of the Sacred Steel. And I was telling folks last night that you know that a tradition is really becoming popular when Cracker Barrel starts selling CDs of it. So if you find you like Sacred Steel, instead of going to your local Cracker Barrel to buy it, as much as I love going to Cracker Barrel, you can go to the Sacred Steel Convention, which is right across the street from the festival grounds, and get your own autographed copy from people like Aubrey Gent, Calvin Cook, and Alvin Lee. Your festival ticket gets you into that. Also, we're hosting two dance stages carrying on the dance tradition here, one in the Folklife area and one at the Heritage Stage. Each night we'll have everything from bamba to klezmer music to swing going on up there. So I'm not encouraging any of you to leave your seats, but there's plenty more to do here besides the Amphitheater Hill as well. Also want to thank all of our crafters and vendors for making all of this space really wonderful. Also want to thank the Florida Park Service for being the lead sponsor and host of this event. And before I give Kevin a real good howdy as he's coming on, when he gives me the nod that he's actually ready, I do want to ask, we're really trying to keep things moving fast, and I know everyone wants to see people and stuff, but if we can try to keep the backstage area clear it out for the rest of the evening. That would really help a lot. So unless you're walking to your vehicle and need to get there, let's try to keep everything. You can go over to the product sales area if you need to, but not on behind the stage. That would make our life and our work here a whole lot better, which means the show will be a whole lot better. So thank you for that. You ready, Kevin? I'm going to introduce one of the movers and shakers of the great Dulcimer Revival of the 1970s, one of a wonderful songwriter, incredible vocalist, Kevin Roth.
Thank you. Great to be back. High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. As I looked at the valleys down below, they were green just as far as I could see. As my memory turned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the days it used to be. Singing high on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. And I wonder, do you ever think of me? Or has time blotted out your memory? As I listen to that breeze blowing gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. I'm singing high on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown.
Thank you. I've played a lot of festivals in my career, and I really have to say that this is one of the finest. Little Donny gal, don't you guess, you better be making your wedding dress, wedding dress, wedding dress. You better be making your wedding dress. Oh, she didn't say yes, she didn't say no. All she do was sit and sew, sit and sew, sit and sew. All she do was sit and sew. Oh, it's already made, trimmed in white. Gonna be married Saturday night, Saturday night, Saturday night. Gonna be married on Saturday night. Oh, it's already made, trimmed in red, stitched all around with a golden thread, golden thread, golden thread. Stitched all around with a golden thread. Made, trimmed in brown, stitched all around with a golden crown, golden crown, golden crown. Stitched all around with a golden crown. Oh, my little donny gal, don't you guess, you better be making your wedding dress, wedding dress, wedding dress. Better be making your wedding dress.
That beautiful instrument was made by a luthier up there named Ken Miller. It was a steel string guitar that I thought was a dulcimer from far away.
So I just had him converted into one.
I call it my guitar simmer. This is
a wonderful instrumental from a new CD of mine called Dulcimer World, which is mostly dulcimer instrumentals from around the world and some live songs. It's called Dry Bones. Thank you.
Thank you.
This song is for anyone who feels alone out there, either by themselves or with others. Come in, come in, coming out of the rain. You don't need to explain where you've been. I can see by the look in your eyes how you've been running wild. You're at the end of your life, and you know I won't ask anything of you. Take all the time you need to pull yourself through. You can cry, go and cry, cry if you need to. You can laugh if you feel you need to balance your soul. There's a fire in the stove and tea on the table. I know a prayer that will stabilize any storm that blows cold. And you know I won't ask anything of you. Take all the time you need to pull yourself through. There's a room in the morning and it brings in the sun. I go there sometime to light the day. There are books on the shelves filled with wisdom and laughter for those mornings after I lose my way. I'll be someone to talk to, or someone to hold you, or sing you a song. 'Cause I've been there where you are a thousand times over, a rain walker, a rover, wondering where I belong. And you know I won't ask anything of you. Take all the time you need to pull yourself through. Come in, come in, coming out of the rain. You don't need to explain, I know where you've been.
Well, while I tune to the piano here, I've had a whole bunch of recordings for children. And I think of all the children's songs that I've written, this is my
very favorite. These bugs up here really dig patchouli. I am eating them. They're flying into my eyes. They're up my nose. And it's hotter than hell. You'd think we were in Florida. I mean, I can just hear the bugs now. It's a folk festival and it's patchouli, man. Let's tell them the 60s don't exist anymore. Hey, little ladybug, what are you dreaming of? Watching the world go by. Sitting right beside her was old Mr. Spider, weaving a web with the wink in his eye. And she only loves the big bugs, the ones that give her big hugs, the ones that fly through the sky. And she's looking for a mister, and she can't find one that fits her. Oh, ladybug, don't cry. Now, Mr. Grasshopper, he thought that he could stop her from falling in love with the moon. He tried to explain it's not a bug, it's got no brains, but she thinks it's Romeo's cocoon. And she only loves the big bugs, the ones that give her big hugs, the ones that fly through the sky. And she's looking for a mister, and she can't find one that fits her. Oh, ladybug, don't cry. She said, I've seen a million true love falling for the moon at night. I've dreamed his cocoon will open and everything will just turn out right. Ladies and gentlemen, my band, Chris Fitzpatrick. She got married to a cockroach who carried her off to his flat in L.A. Living with the movie stars, workouts and granola bars, not a bad life, some say. But every night she dreams of another bug, it seems, one that crawled her way. Still staring at the moon, she waits for the big cocoon to open up and carry her away. Cause she only loves the big bugs, the ones that give her big hugs, the ones that fly through the sky. And she's looking for a mister, and she can't find one that fits her. Oh, ladybug, poor ladybug, come on, ladybug, don't cry. Well, John Kay's been putting this festival together for a number of years, so I'd like to dedicate this beautiful Sandy Denny song to John. Across the morning sky, all the birds are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go. Thank you. sad, deserted shore. Your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Two little quick announcements, I guess, over that way. I guess I'll be selling the CDs. And right after this next song, one of the most wonderful psaltery players in the world is coming on stage, so you don't want to miss Susan Boyer, too. You've been a terrific audience. I sort of sometimes have a policy of never playing the same place twice because there's a lot of places to play, and I don't go out on tour a lot. It's every just couple years, but anytime I'm invited, I'll come back because you guys are just great. So it's baseball season. I thought this song was written for me when I first heard it. Come to find out, it's written for all of you. Saturday summer, when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captain, we'd choose up the team. It always was a measure of my self-esteem, 'cause the fastest and strongest played shortstop and first. The last that they picked were the worst. I never needed to ask, it was sealed. I just took up my place in right field. Playing right field, it's easy, you know. You can be awkward, you can be slow, and that's why I'm in right field, watching the dandelions grow. Playing right field is lonely and dull. Little leagues never have lefties that pull. I dream of the day they hit one my way. They never did. Still, I would pray that I'd I'd make a fantastic catch on the run and not lose the ball in the sun. Oh, then I'd awake from that long reverie and pray that that ball wouldn't come out to me. Here in right field, it's easy, you know. You can be awkward and you can be slow. That's why I'm in right field, watching the dandelions grow. The game's dragging on. Some strikes on a batter, some runner is on. And I don't know the inning, I've forgotten the score. And the whole team is yelling, who cares what for? Then all of a sudden, they're looking at me. My mind has been wondering, what could it be? They point to the sky, I look up above, and the baseball falls into my glove. In right field, it's important, you know. You gotta know how to catch 'em, you gotta know how to throw, and that's why I'm in right field, watching the dandelions.